desire to build the next Oklahoma County Jail, historical lands returned to tribal nations, and a big oil company merger. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, May 30th. I'm Logan Layden. Oklahoma County Commissioners met for the first time Wednesday following the OKC Council's rejection of their rezoning request to build a new county jail near East Grand Boulevard. Commissioners expressed frustration to local media and are looking to get answers from a county attorney on if it's still possible to build the detention center at the proposed site. But time is running out and federal funding is at risk. Commissioners are set to meet again on Monday. Well, late last week, the Wichita and affiliated tribes reacquired historical lands in Kansas. OPMX's Katie Hallam has details on the culturally significant move.
A giant snake is slithering in the tall grasses of Rice County, Kansas, 75 miles northwest of Wichita. The limestone serpent stretches 160 feet inside a 230-acre plot that formerly belonged to and was built by the Wichita people. Known as the Serpent Site, it's believed to mark a trading intersection on ancestral Wichita lands. Now, once more, it belongs to the Wichita tribe who purchased it in an auction. President Terry Parton of the Wichita tribe says reclaiming the land is monumental. The tribe plans on preserving the serpent effigy as a historical landmark and is discussing using the adjacent lands to potentially open an educational center or start a sovereign farm or bison herd. I'm Katie Hallam.
And ConocoPhillips is buying Marathon Oil in what Forbes calls one of the 10 largest corporate deals of the year. OPMX's Grayson Wheeler has more on the sale and the two companies' ties to Oklahoma.
Phillips Petroleum Company was founded in Bartlesville in 1917. It was Oklahoma's largest oil company before it merged with Ponca City-based Conoco in 2002. The newly minted ConocoPhillips relocated to Houston that same year, and in 2022, it got rid of its Oklahoma oil fields. But now, ConocoPhillips is buying Marathon Oil, another fossil fuels company, for $23 billion. The deal means some of ConocoPhillips' petroleum production is coming home to Oklahoma. Regulatory filings show about one-eighth of Marathon's overall oil and gas sales came from Oklahoma last year. The company has been drilling in the Sooner State for more than a century. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.